Cobain waited for it and zotted it right down to that side screen, nearly cracked it on the full.
Check it out.
Oh, slapped away. Gee, Abbott's expensive. Only his third over. He's gone for 44. Oh, Cobain smashes it again.
That's worth 3 points, surely.
Well, I reckon that's just secured my...
Yeah. Four to wrap it all up. And it's four wins in a row for the Adelaide Strikers. An 8-wicket victory over the Sixers. And they are playing finals in BBL 11.
That they are, courtesy of Fox Sports. It's 16 away from 11. Big Bash Nation commentator Doug Bollinger joins us now. Hey, Dougie, Adelaide Strikers are on fire. Who needs Rashid Khan?
Yeah, they played well last night, but that's the nature of the beast with 2020 cricket, isn't it, mate?
It certainly is, and we saw Mitch Marsh and Josh Inglis and Mitch Swepson and Michael Nisa all return for last night's game between the Brisbane Heat and also the Scorchers, and the Scorchers clearly continue to be the standout team in the competition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're playing really, really well, and, you know, it's just coming to that time of the BBL where, you know, I think they're saying the Sixers have played, you know, four games in 8 days and been in four different states. So it's coming to that time of the season where they've just got to try and keep pushing it, getting close to the semis, and you just got to try and keep going.
They are fatiguing, though, the Sixers. They look like they're I think they've won two of their last five. They look like they're just not as cherry ripe as they've been. Are you concerned about the Sixers' form?
Nah, not at all, mate. These guys know what to do, and as I said, mate, it can take a toll, and you're travelling and playing and all that a lot, so... Hopefully they get a few bits and pieces together and they'll be fine, but it's been a pretty good competition, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been a wonderful competition. We're just having a lot of people on the temper text machine telling us that they're simply not going because of COVID, but they would go, and they've still got plenty of interest and they're still watching it and listening to it on the radio. Doug, I know this has been a common question. Is the season too long, mate? Do you see some merit in really trying to condense the season? Not so many the games, but how long games, you know, where they're played, how much travel is involved, and whether they can anchor themselves into a city for two, you know, for three games in Queensland, then move to Sydney. I know we're in a COVID world, so it's a little bit different now, but do you think the season could be condensed?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when BBL first started, I think it was, the final was the Sunday or Saturday before school went back, and that was perfect timing, you know, because they were getting their viewers, they were getting big crowds. But as you said, mate, we're in the COVID kind of bubble at the moment, and people are just trying to work around it. So I think it would benefit being a bit shorter. So, but you know, that's for the powers that be to sort that out, mate. But it's, as I said, it's been good, and I'm sure it's working fine at the moment.
Doug Bollinger from Big Bash Nation, our guest. So, Dougie, the Melbourne Stars are just starting. Look, they've just got to, they can't afford to lose. They've still got a sniffer's chance of making the finals. They have been probably through more adversity than anybody. If they make the finals, do you genuinely think the Melbourne Stars can win the title?
No.
Do you want some more time to think about it?
No, I'm not saying they're a bad team or anything, but... You know, Paul Glenn Maxwell's had a lot on his plate this BBL. He's had blokes in and out. He's had COVID. He's had this. He's had that. It's just been a real tough time. And I think the way teams like, you know, as you said, the Scorchers are playing, even the Thunder are playing well at the moment. And you can't write the Hurricanes off. Because there's probably three or four genuine teams that are running pretty high at the moment. So it'd be good to see them, the Stars, win. But I just don't think it's there this season for them, mate, to be honest.
I saw last night on the coverage of on the Fox coverage, I saw Corbin Middlemas, the host, mentioned to Gilly and Andrew Simons that the final of the Big Bash was 2 days before the first T20 International with New Zealand, and there was some concern that players who were maybe in the finals wouldn't be playing in the Big Bash finals because they had to go into camp for the International T20. That would be horrific for the credibility and the hard work of the competition.
Oh, it would, mate. It would, but that, you know, that it would be a shame, especially if you've made a final. Just say, you know, say happened to the Sixers and scored just final, you miss out on probably Mitch Marsh, Josh Felipe, maybe Moses, even a Josh Hazlewood, mate. Play over his pit and come back for the sixes. So you'd miss a lot of plays, but, mate, that's what the cricket's been, mate. You know, the international's always come first, and that's what you play for. You play to play for your country, and when you're not, you go back and play for your state team or your BBL team. So it is a shame, but there's not much you can do about it, mate, because you'll always pick playing for your country.
All righty. So if we were to declare who the two finalists will be and who will win the Big Bash 11 this year, Dougie Bollinger, you got to stick your proverbial out there. Have a crack. Who do you think the two final teams will be and who will win the title for Big Bash 11?
I reckon it'll be Sixers and the Hurricanes. Probably not going to happen at all, but I'll give it a
shot. Oh, I wonder why. Dougie, who did you play for in the Big Bash?
I'm going to go left field. I've actually got the very first wicket for the Thunder, but let's not go into that. I was the Thunder, Sixers and Hurricanes, mate.
Oh, okay.
I know it probably won't work out like that, bud, but I like to think outside the square. So
you certainly do, Dougie. You certainly do. Good on you, mate. Appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on. You can hear Dougie Bollinger, all part of the Big Bash Nation as well. On the Temper Text machine, keep them coming. Love your Temper Text. Temper, a mattress like no other. No name from this one, but very clever work. The crowds in Perth have been terrible for this BBL. I get what you're doing. I get what you're saying. We haven't had bloody crowds here. We haven't had anything. I know, they're still getting the people out from the AFL Grand Final. Let's get a breakaway. This is Mornings.